This is the second interview between Jimmy Traveler, lead vocalist, songwriter, and air guitarist from the legendary band The F in Barbarians, and interview Dylan D. Dylan, a.k.a. Triple D, a.k.a. 3D. Well, Jimmy, welcome back. Welcome back, man. And congratulations on the release of your latest project, Subsonic. I have to confess, it stirred up an awful lot of comment and controversy. Were you prepared for that?
Yeah, man, I was, like, totally prepared for it. Expecting it, even. I don't think you can take those kind of artistic chances without somebody taking exception. Really, it was kind of inevitable.
And yet, your CD appears to be charting pretty well in certain areas, and that has the industry insiders scratching their heads a bit, I don't mind telling you. Like the whole licensing and sync thing.
For sure, that's doing really well for us.
When you say us, you mean what? The F in Barbarians?
Exactly.
How do you spell that for our listeners who might be confused?
Oh, okay.
T-H-E, the F like it sounds, in, I-N, Barbarians, B-A-R-B-A. Yeah, okay, we got that. So who played on the record?
I did the whole thing, Trip D.
The air guitar, wind, eardrums, it was pretty intense, I'll tell you.
Hard to get the levels right.
And like the first track, it has all of these howling overtones.
No Barbarians?
Oh no, they were all there. But virtual, man, virtual.
You gotta be shitting me.
Track one, it's the one making all the money so far. A lot of dough, guy. A lot of sampling going on. So tell us about it. It's called A Really Useful Bit of Silence. And we decided early on it had to be available in various lengths or versions, you know? I mean, who's going to play just a part of a 3-minute song if they only need about 20 seconds of silence? That's just barbaric, cutting things down like that. And wasteful. So I, like, decided to pre-trim some versions to the right length. And there was a special orchestral version that I retitled Big Loud Silence for special occasions like question period. The government blasts that out all day in the House of Commons, and I got the meter running, so there's big bucks in that. And then we did a dance mix.
Really?
How do you do a dance mix for something called A Really Useful Bit of Silence?
Well, there again, we retitled it, and I remixed it. So for the dance version, I jacked it up to 130 beats per minute. That's rest notes, mind you. And then we lean really heavy on the funky side with a bunch of one-hand claps and that subsonic bass.
You know, don't say it, man. I'm warning you.
Okay, just teasing.
Anyway, that was the first track we released with the versions. And then we did the wedding song.
Wedding song?
Yeah, it's called Wedded Hiss. And funny thing, though, it turns out not that popular at your actual weddings. But it gets a ton of play at anniversaries, birthdays, divorce parties. Just a ton. I was so surprised.
Did I hear that you incorporated some sounds from overseas in this record?
Yep. Mostly we use some samples of Australian wind, but the guys in the band don't go for that foreign content much.
What guys?
You know, the F in Barbarians. I told you all this, man. You gotta pay more attention. There is no F in Barbarians. No Barbarians except you. And no music in your music.
Pretty cool, eh? How conceptual can you get?